Hey, Julian, listen to this. The bosses at Cambridge 105 Radio, they're giving us an extra 30 minutes.
Lucy, I've always liked them.
That means there's more time for community interviews.
And more about local entertainment and theatre.
And there's more time for requests on Jukebox Friday.
Join us for Cambridge Breakfast, weekdays on Cambridge 105 Radio, from 7 to 9.
30.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
It's National Apprentices Week. One firm particularly proud of its record here is Marshalls, and joining us are apprentice Ben Ellis and Rob Butler, who's the manager of the Aero Academy, which we think is a great name. Can we just say that? Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you very much for coming in.
Good morning.
Morning.
Ben, let me start with you. How long have you been at Marshalls for?
So I'm in my fourth year on the Marshall Apprenticeship Scheme.
Right. Of how many years altogether?
It is 4 years on my particular apprenticeship, so I'm in my final year of the apprenticeship scheme.
Okay. And what was your route in terms of education? Sort of, I guess, you know, take us from age 16. How old are you now, can I ask?
So I'm 21 now.
21 now. So take us from age 16 as to, you know, as to what you did and the qualifications, if you like, which got you into Marshalls in the first place.
So I completed my GCSEs and I gained sort of the required GCSE grades to join the apprenticeship. However, I went on to do A-levels at sixth form college first. This is a particular route I took. Whilst doing the A-levels, I realised that perhaps the university route wasn't quite for me and that the apprenticeship route was the way I wanted to go. And after finishing my A-levels and getting my results, I then went on to join the Marshall Apprenticeship Scheme.
Right. And the fact that, you know, you went to do A-levels and completed those suggests that, you know, your academic as well as practical.
That it would suggest that. However, I do consider myself to be more practical minded.
Okay.
And
what were the A-levels in then, in which case?
I did A-levels in maths, physics and chemistry.
Okay.
That's pretty academic.
Yeah. But and at sixth form college, I was pushed towards a university role because sixth form colleges, they didn't tend to promote the apprenticeships as much. However, I always so I knew that I had that practical mind and that was the route I wanted to go down.
That's an interesting one. So, Rob, what typically are the qualifications? Are you looking for as the starting point? Is it A-levels like Ben took, or do you just need the right person with the right aptitude?
Well, firstly, Julian, thank you for inviting us here today.
You're very welcome.
We're very excited to be here and to give people the right understanding of apprenticeships. And Ben has just let you know about his fantastic academic route, but that's not necessarily what we're looking for in our apprentices. We're looking for more average level of academic achievement, so we're not necessarily looking for the high schools and high achievers such as Ben, although one of the most important things for us, obviously, is their ability to solve problems, work practically, and have a very rounded average education is all that is required. So we're looking at sort of level C in old money, which is now sort of 4 and 5. We're looking for 5 qualifications. Including maths and English.
I was going to say there must be a particular English. Now this is interesting because I would come on about the kind of work that you're doing with Ben and the other apprentices in a moment. I'm intrigued as to why English is an important part as a qualification as opposed to obviously the standard communication aspect of it.
Okay, well it is an important part of communication. you know, being able to write and communicate appropriately. For sure, not everybody has fantastic skills around that. But what we do at Marshall is we give opportunities for those people that have not quite got the level that we're looking for to actually improve those skills during the apprenticeship program. So all is not lost if you haven't achieved those at school. And the communication thing is really important. Everybody talks about how important communications are. Well, one of the grounding parts of that is having a reasonable level of English, and C is an average level. Mm. We're looking for that. If anybody has not quite achieved that, we wouldn't prevent them from applying and looking at them and reviewing their potential for the programme.
Now, I understand the apprenticeship scheme has been going for some 90 years at Marshalls, which is, I think is almost as old as the company itself. Not quite, heading in that direction. Have you any ideas how it's changed over that time?
Well, that is a great question, Julian. And as
because apprentices, I remember, you know, when I was at school, which was late 70s, early 80s, it was like Youth Opportunities Programme was the thing was around. Yeah. And nobody really talked about apprenticeships at all. It was the start of the push into university for everybody, really.
It's absolutely
right.
Well,
the Polys, as was.
And one of the great things about Marshall Aerospace is how it's kept the importance of apprenticeship programs to feed its engineering teams and other parts of the business. So over those 90 plus years that Marshall have been consistently delivering high quality apprenticeships, change has been necessary, not only to keep pace with education and the way young people come out of school and colleges, but also the way our business changes and the way aerospace itself has changed. So there's a continual refresh of what we do, how we do it. We always review our qualifications and make sure they're meeting the customer, our internal customer needs. So it's a continual review of the training program, not only academically, but across all of the skill requirements for all our apprentices. It's that their future comes out of this. And it's very important for us at Aero Academy to ensure that they're fully trained and capable to be able to deliver their skills into the business.
And when we talk about customers here, this is we're talking about, you know, the Royal Air Force and goodness knows who else, who you're supplying aircraft parts, as I understand it, to go into aircraft and much more.
Well, indeed, yes. The maintenance programs, depth maintenance programs that our customers require us to support, require good engineers, high levels of skills, and as important are their behaviours and their abilities to operate within controlled regulations and procedures. So all of that comes through our training programs. We don't expect, for example, school leavers and college leavers to have those skills. So it becomes all part of our program.
And is that one of the things which makes the apprenticeship program particularly important to Marshalls, insofar as a lot of things have to be, I wouldn't say just for Marshalls, but certainly particularly for Marshalls because of the kind of specialist aerospace work that you're doing?
Well, it's about our customers. Mm. That's the most important thing. And both our internal and external customers have requirements placed on our engineering teams and all of our business. And to meet those, we need to provide the appropriate skills that can deliver that.
Yeah. And I noticed the website refers to advanced apprentices, and there are titles here, aerospace engineer, assembly technician, business administrator, engineering technician. Ben, which are you of that?
So I'm in the advanced apprenticeship scheme.
Okay, so what's your route now? As you sort of complete your work under the apprenticeship scheme, do you then come out on the? I might sort of be jumping ahead here in terms of his career prospects, but I'm sure he'll do just fine. Do you stay at Marshall's? Do you then just seamlessly move in, and another apprentice comes along and takes your place?
The fantastic thing about Marshall's is it's so progressive, and that you are introduced to the environment that you're going to be working at in Marshall's over a period of time. So once I've finished my apprenticeship, I will carry on doing the work that I'm doing, just I will be considered qualified. I'm already working on C-130 Hercules every day, full-time, four days a week. So I'm already there doing what I'm going to be doing once I'm considered a qualified fitter. So that's a fantastic thing.
What do your mates say about this? When you go down the pub or meet them for a coffee or something and you say, a bit of work on Hercules this morning.
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. It's an impressive thing to be able to talk about. Mm-hmm. What seems very day-to-day to me, when I talk to people about it, they're always so impressed. And they're always asking so much about it, because they see it as this fantastic opportunity and this wondrous thing, which is very now day-to-day to me.
Yeah.
But when you sit back and look at it, it's actually a fantastic opportunity to learn these key skills whilst also learning academically. And that's the main thing. I think one of the main stigmas is that the best thing about apprenticeships is earning money whilst learning. And it really is about gaining these key skills, these hand skills, communication, leadership. And this is what the apprenticeships offer.
Where do you see yourself going? Say, I don't know, it's difficult to go too far ahead, but say 10 years' time, what do you think you'll be doing at that point?
Well, I'd look to do my engineering licences. I'm going to become a qualified engineer to be able to sign off aircraft and that's the route I want to look forward to. However, there's another route which I've been considering, and it is available, going into management. A lot of the high up management in the company all came through the apprenticeship scheme. So there is opportunities then further within the company, as well as broadening your horizons outside of it. And that's the good thing about Marshalls. They don't just set you up just to stay at Marshalls. Mm. They offer you the scope to develop skills so that you can go out into the wider world and demonstrate those skills and really achieve highly.
I noticed what you said there about management coming from the apprenticeship scheme. Does that mean you did the same as well, Rob?
I didn't actually, no. but what I would say is that quite a number of our senior management within the organisation have actually come through the apprenticeship scheme, including our engineering director was an apprentice like Ben at Marshall. So it's a fantastic example of what can be achieved through apprenticeship programmes.
And do you get any government assistance for all of this, or government support, if not necessarily financial assistance?
Okay, so that has changed over recent years, and the system is now funded through a levy system. So all organisations, or large organisations in the UK, pay into the apprenticeship levy, and then that enables us, when we recruit apprentices and train apprentices, we can actually draw that levy funding back into our organisation. So our objective there would be to be cost neutral, and that's obviously where we'd like to be. It's not always possible, but it depends on the numbers of apprentices that we take on and the amount of the level of funding provided from the government into engineering apprenticeships. And the Marshall apprenticeship attracts the highest level of funding because of the depth of the programme and the skills delivered.
And to finish with, because it's International Women's Day tomorrow, I noticed that I think the photograph that you sent us that we popped up on the socials overnight has a girl engineer.
Absolutely.
Not just boys like Ben here. So is it difficult to get female engineers in, or are you seeing that there's more coming forward?
Okay, so yes, we are seeing more coming forward, absolutely. And it's about time too. This is something that we've worked hard at Marshall, and it's not a Marshall problem, it's a national problem. And we're very focused on a gender balance across our apprenticeship programs and right throughout the business. For sure, we're working hard to get more females into our apprenticeship programs, and we would not want females to be put off by the word engineering or aircraft or you know, it's a fantastic opportunity for anybody of any gender to do really well in our programs, and our programs take into account both genders and give fair opportunity to everybody. So we're looking to increase those numbers to try and get the gender balance in a better position. 50-50 would be fantastic. So all you young ladies out there, or any ladies wishing to get onto an apprenticeship program, would be very keen to listen to you.
There you are, Lucy, change your career for you.
Absolutely.
So where should Lucy send her application for?
Send it to me, and I'm sure we'll be interested in putting you through our little bit of testing to determine your engineering capabilities.
Excellent. I'll be in touch.
Well, she can work one of these things. I'm sure she can handle Hercules. No trouble at all. I presume there is the details on the website for those who would like to maybe at least find out a bit more, if not necessarily apply straight away.
Thank you, Julian. Yeah, our website at Marshall, it explains everything, all the opportunities that are available for apprentices. There are closing dates, but we're still interested in hearing from anybody all year round, and we look forward to hearing those people who want to join Marshall on our apprenticeship programme.
That's great. Ben, Rob for Marshall, so thanks very much for coming and chatting to us this morning.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Busy old show this morning. Apprentices, Chinese pancakes. It's not so bad, is it?
Not bad.
Thanks very much for your company. From me, Julian Clover.
And for me, Lucy Milazzo.
Top of the morning. Good morning.
We're back tomorrow at 7. I enjoyed our chat about the Marshalls apprenticeship scheme.
Hey, we could do the apprentice like Lord Sugar.
You mean like you're fired?